This is Kareem Bozna, journalist with CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative. Queen's University computer science student Nicholas Brassett has launched a new phone line to connect people with those who offer odd job services. I spoke with Nicholas Brassett to learn more about Kingston Crew Services.
Kingston Crew Services, in short, we call it for KCS, offers a bunch of odd job services. It's pretty vague. We offer services from house cleaning to snow shoveling. Those are the services right now that are in demand. But we also offer other services such as babysitting. We also offer services such as painting. Quite literally, any service that you can kind of think of that doesn't necessarily require any like licenses, if that makes sense, or any like certifications, we provide. So we do a lot of those jobs, and we also help out with moving. We had a client who asked if we can help her with her moving process. So we also provide those sort of services as well. So, you know, we offer different varieties of services, and as long as we're able to, you know, provide for our clients, we're happy to help.
And I understand this can really fill a niche in the market, in the sense that perhaps if someone was looking for one of the services you mentioned, they would have to probably do a lot of research to find it. But basically, I understand your service will link directly to those that can provide that service.
Exactly. We really do believe in convenience, and we think that if there's anything that people love, it's convenience. So instead of individuals having to research for, you know, movers or house cleaners, or looking into different markets into that, or looking into Google and having to go for the entire process of looking for those sort of people, we want to make it convenient for people around Kingston. We want them to have a phone line that, you know, that they can call, that they can rely on, and then we'd essentially be the third party. We have our network of people who are more than willing to do these sort of jobs, and by giving us a call, we'll be able to provide you somebody who is more than willing to help within a short time. You know, what we really do believe in, and like I said, is the convenience of having a phone line that does the research for you, essentially.
So what is the phone number?
So the phone number that we have in Kingston goes by 613-697-0732. Once again, it's 613-697-0732.
How long has this idea been in the works?
You know, it's funny. So I came up with this idea probably now a year and a half ago. And a year and a half ago, I was sitting with my friends on a video call like this one, and we were kind of just brainstorming. And I remember during that time, I'm sure everyone here can recall, Ontario was locked down. And I myself, I really like having my hair done. I like having my haircuts. So I thought to myself, wouldn't it be nice if I had some sort of app or a phone line where I would be able to connect myself to a barber, you know, to come over to my house and cut my hair. You know, at that time, there still isn't any service or any app or any phone line that I can use to call a barber to come over to my house and provide me that service that I was looking for. So I kind of thought to myself, and I thought to my friends, like, hey, wouldn't it be nice if there was some sort of app or phone line that I can call that would give me, you know, the network where they can, or would connect me to a barber to come over and cut my hair. And so that's how the idea originated. And since then, we've been, you know, thinking and brainstorming, and I've been, you know, thinking and brainstorming about how we could make this legit look possible, you know, and we thought about many ideas, and we talked to many people. We talked to people who are professional, who are in law, and we talked to people who are in tech, and we really looked deep into this and researched a lot into what this could be, or what this can become. And eventually, I think 2 months ago at this point, I had a conversation with somebody here at Queen's University. And that conversation led me to really think about this idea again, in which I kind of thought to myself, I shouldn't make this so complicated. I could make this very simple for the time being. And again, not having to invest into huge infrastructure that you would need to make a website or for an app. We can start small by having a phone line, and we have already people that would be willing to work. And, you know, there are people out there that, you know, that are qualified and are more than willing to do, you know, anything else for extra money, especially during these hard times economically. And I thought to myself, this is an opportunity that I would like to try. And I think I know there's, if there's anything I would tell myself, is that if I myself would use a service, then that would mean that other people would use this service. You know, I thought to myself, wouldn't it be nice if there's a phone line I could call to cut my hair, right? Or an app that I can use to cut my hair. Again, I would also say to myself, like, it would be nice to have some sort of phone line or app that I'd be able to use to get somebody to shovel my driveway or to clean my home when I'm not there or when I'm there, or whenever it's convenient. So that's how the idea would originate. And now we're trying to make that idea into reality.
I love how, you know, hearing the origin stories of new services or new products. And I think your story there about thinking, hey, you know, I want to have a haircut. What do? I love how that old expression, necessity is the mother of invention.
Yeah, no, it's silly sometimes thinking about how it has all kind of started. But, you know, again, it's part of the story. It's part of how we became who we are right now. And we're lucky enough to have clients. And, you know, we have clients that have so far been satisfied with our services. And we continue to advertise it. And we're planning to advertise this around the school here at Queen's University, because we also believe that this is a market here in Queens. There's people here that would definitely, especially during the winter time, that would appreciate, you know, not having to shovel their own driveway, or, you know, having somebody to come over and clean their homes. And likewise, there's also people looking for work, especially, like I said, during these hard, difficult times. And, you know, I know there's definitely people who are willing to do these jobs for an extra, you know, source of income.
Cool. So you mentioned how, you know, right now you're starting small just as a phone line to contact, but tell me about some of your future goals for KCS.
For sure. KCS right now is only situated in Kingston. I'm from Ottawa, Ontario, so this idea originally originated in Ottawa. I would love to have the opportunity, knowing the people I know in Ottawa, knowing some people I've also gotten to meet over here in Queens who come from Toronto or come from Vancouver and other places, to expand to those places and have different phone lines in Toronto, in Ottawa, and in Vancouver, and maybe other cities across Canada. Potentially maybe London, which is also a university town. And in the long term, hopefully, if things become more successful, I would love to initiate an app or a website where we can make this, you know, a bigger thing, potentially a more international thing rather than the domestic thing, where, again, people would have an app. But in many ways, it would be, you know, there would be an app for people who are demanding services and also an app for people who can provide these services. And they would be able to connect locally, right? Because the whole idea is this is a whole local, you know, it's a local thing at the end of the day, right? You can't have somebody from, for example, Toronto come to Vancouver to clean your home, right? So hopefully we'd be able to locally connect individuals using this app to, you know, provide these services. And again, you know, I strongly do believe that you never know who's next door, right? You know, you could be looking for somebody to paint your house, and then next thing you know, your neighbor happens to be very qualified at that sort of positions or that sort of jobs. So I would say the long-term goal right now is to expand to different cities and hopefully develop that app or website that we would dream of.
And not to at all challenge the idea, but let's just say, you know, for example, someone was not satisfied with the paint job someone did on their house, or, you know, maybe they had a negative experience with some sort of other job. Like, what would sort of happen in a case like that?
For sure. So in the situation where people are not satisfied, we would like to have a ranking system or a report system similar to what Uber has. Uber has a system in which if for some reason a client has a negative experience with a driver, that driver would have a lower rating. Giving yourself a lower rating means you would have less connections, less opportunities to connect with, you know, potential clients. And, you know, it would also just be a red flag. I mean, nobody wants to have, for example, a two-star driver on Uber. So we would like to have a ranking system in which individuals would be able to rank how satisfied they were with this individual and the performance that they have done. And likewise, I mean, if you are somebody who's providing these services and you're making decent income and you're also building yourself a reputation, you would like to, you know, do the best job possible to make sure that you can maintain that good reputation. And likewise, by maintaining a good reputation, you'll grow as a potential, you know, person that will get more clients.
Great, Nicholas. Hey, thank you very much for spending some time to talk with me today.